As for the positive twist, although they don't call it that way, there is another higher federation well above the one in the physical, the one I have been describing during the last four videos of this series. This one is made of high vibrational, light beings, and high frequency entities well outside space and time. It is a conglomerate of all our higher selves, of all our most expanded versions, or of our spirit guides. But although they may still hold a concept of I, of ego identity, they are in such a high frequency of existence that they also blend with one another as one, in one great mass of consciousness, outside time and space. And ultimately it is from there where life's experiences and incarnations are developed. I'm quite sure many people who have criticized my predecessors think they were bashing this higher group, but they were not, and I'm certainly not doing so myself. They were talking about the physical federation, the one directly in space above, made of beings who get together in round tables and need chairs to sit on. This higher federation can only be made of positive loving beings, because their frequency and vibration makes them be a match to that group, but as they are so close to source as light beings, they don't need chairs and they don't hold councils, and they don't need to go anywhere to meet with each other. They just are, they just mentalize everything, and they communicate with full telepathy with one another as the identity separation between them is slim, because they know each other to be more of themselves, as they operate in oneness without having to give up their identity, although most of them do, because they no longer have any need to be attached to it as the limitation of self no longer serves them. Such beings are outside time and space, so the very concept of here and there no longer applies to them. So they no longer have the need to use starships and space suits, but they may appear to be like in one, only to be able to reach people, to be able to match the limited understanding of the people they need to interact with. That's why many light beings may need to appear as if they were some kind of religious figure, because that is the only way to be noticed and heard by the group they will visit, although more often it will be that group of people who will pin all the religious context on them. But by far, most of the time they will only work through other people in lower realms of existence, the ones who match their frequency best, but only in a mental manner, channeling, and whispering ideas in their ears, better said, implanting concepts directly into their minds. So this leads me to think that on Earth the New Age concept of Galactic Federation is some kind of idealized mixture between this higher group of light beings, and the physical, nuts and bolts, skin and bone, Galactic Federation, made of people, human-looking or not, and with all their qualities and defects. As I explained in my video, same events different meanings from the astral and from the physical side, the same applies here with both aspects of the Galactic Federation. While on Earth in the physical, events may be interpreted as negative, while above those same events are seen from a much more expanded point of view, and no longer seen as negative, and are seen as great opportunities to gain experience. What may be seen as a disgrace for someone, may in fact be the cause of the same person's greatest achievement, and highest bliss, but that person simply cannot see it yet, or cannot understand it correctly during that stage of his or her life, or while in the physical. Although the nuts and bolts level of the Federation is still well in the material world, basically being the same realm as the one on Earth, they do hold a much more expanded point of view and understanding of everything that is going on there on Earth. So, in a lesser degree perhaps, they too are experiencing the same expansion of consciousness that causes souls to give a different interpretation to an event that on the physical side is seen only as negative. When you are on Earth, you see and understand things one way, and when you come up here you may see the same events in a different, much more expanded way, and I know this because I have experienced it myself. When analyzing events on Earth from outside, you do change your point of view and your perspective a lot, and you even start appreciating simple things that you never gave any importance to when on Earth. And simply because you are not immersed in the same collective consciousness, you immediately hold another point of view, and all the values and the interpretations you give to the same events change drastically simply because you have a lot more data that gives you a much more expanded point of view. And as one of my friends of the Tejetan team pointed out, many times you experience that change of perspective, and change of values, and interpretations about past events, changing them from negative to positive ones, while in a single incarnation, and as you grow older, and as you gather experience and wisdom. This occurring wherever you may be, on Earth or on any other planet and civilization. Everybody that has a soul is a light being, and how much of those attributes may show in any given time will only depend on the subject's connection to Source, and that depends on its vibration and on its frequency. The only ones that I would say are not light beings are all those dark entities that spawn from a collective's unconscious in the form of egregores, because they are manifestations of a group, or of a person's fears, and do not hold any direct connection to Source because they need the creative intention of someone with a strong connection to Source, with a soul, as explained in my videos about the paranormal. Light beings have mastered the capacity to control space and time, as well as matter, as they are fully conscious that they are only illusions created by the mind, and they are basically nothing but mind. They do not travel in spaceships, and indeed they do not travel anywhere as they know there are no distances. They basically apply what Tejetans call the principle of non-locality, that states that from higher densities there are no distances and everything is here, as well as everything is now. Being that is your frequency of thought and your consciousness what dictates what you are, and what you experience, it is this what dictates the where you will perceive yourself to be. Light beings are everywhere and they are the great creators of everything short of Source itself, as they are perhaps the closest being that can still be considered to be something other than Source, being Source as well, of course. They can incarnate into anyone, or as anyone, to be able to guide directly from inside while in the physical. They may be born and grow up as normal humans, but remembering all they are, and as they hold the capacity to manipulate space and time, they may be in several places at once, incarnated as a normal human, and at the same time still roam the ethers as full non-material beings. These are often lightworkers and starseeds. Some will remember everything they are, and work with all their higher perspectives and knowledge while disguised as normal people, and others may remember nothing outside their present incarnation, but still hold their very essence and inner knowing about who they truly are, and with it they act as so. They need to appear in the physical so people can relate to them as someone with a name, so those younger souls can relate and be guided by them. They know their life purpose, and it is to help others, because they know that those others are just other aspects of themselves, and as all sentient creatures want, they too want more expansion. They are all guides, including some of the people you may consider to be against you or with which you may not agree with, because they all provide the necessary contrast for us all to expand our consciousness, and they cannot touch or hurt us if we are out of their frequency. That's why it is so important to watch our thoughts and our vibration. We are all guided from above, from our higher selves, and from our spirit or light family. In the end, they are just more aspects of ourselves. As we are all light beings, all of us doing as best as we can from our unique perspectives. We must then be the best versions of ourselves, and that includes when we are not at our best as well, because it is our attitude about those times what dictates our positive outcomes. I'm very sure most of you out there listening to me right now are light beings. Never doubt that you are. Don't wish you were one. Wishing so is a clear indication that you are one. And never worry about your shortcomings, and things you perceive to have done wrong, because from well above, from a much more expanded point of view, those are only experiences that provide contrast and guidance to our lives. That's why it is so important to forgive, especially ourselves, and not live in the past because it was only a lesson, and what matters is what you do from here on. Trust yourselves. Be the light being, you beautiful souls out there.